The state will receive about $600,000 in federal aid. $500,000 of it will go toward helping refugees find work and health care. The rest will fund an English for Southeast Asian Children program in Wausau's public schools. The state estimates up to 3,600 Hmong will immigrate to Wisconsin from Thailand this year. Finding housing for all those people is expected to be one of the biggest challenges. Governor Doyle says the state is up to it.
So we have the immediate housing issue, which I'm pretty confident that they will meet. And then we have the longer term after 30 or 60 days of how we get families into decent housing. And yeah, we'll do that. We'll do it.
The chair of the Hmong Resettlement Task Force says another immediate goal will be finding work for refugees. Kai-Ying Shong is a Hmong refugee who migrated to the United States when she was six. She says there's no way to guarantee there will be adequate work for every refugee when they arrive.
I just don't think that's going to be the case. I think part of it is going to be the assessment of the people who come. Really, what are their skills? What can they do? And what types of labor can they perform?
Shong says Hmong refugees who immigrated to Wisconsin in the past will be these refugees' biggest assets. She says when her family arrived in the U.S., they didn't have other families to lean on. Shong's task force will try to link together local groups with state agencies as the resettlement progresses. The governor has also asked the panel to make recommendations to the state for improving the resettlement process. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.